Time flies.
It does.
Can you believe we're almost done with the hour?
No.
We've had a full house this morning in our outdoor living hour. Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. What? We talked about Christmas tree. What do you think about that? All the 7-Ups and the things you can buy to add to the water and the preserved. I mean, you're still only keeping it 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Typically, what that causes people to do is to make sure that they're keeping water in the basin of their tree stand. You know, so if you want to add 7-Up or aspirin or, you know, all the concoctions, Karo syrup, I've heard them kind of all, you know, that's fine. It can't hurt. The main thing is, once you place that tree in that stand and you have a bowl of water there, never let it get empty. It needs to stay full of water all the time. And those trees, especially early on, will suck up a lot of water. You'd be surprised. Now, after they've been in there a while, it will slow down, and eventually they'll quit. But at the beginning, it's especially important. Make sure the water's not hot. I've had people do that. That doesn't work. They don't like that very well. So
usually
it needs
doesn't
to be,
come out of the sky hot where pine trees grow.
No, well, it might in Phoenix, but so good room temperature water, you know, is fine. Just keep it full. Make a fresh cut. So if you're cutting your own tree today or tomorrow, you don't need to worry about that. But when you get it home from the tree lot, sometimes they will cut it for you. If they don't, you should make another fresh cut. Some people will throw the tree in the pool for a day or two if it's, you know, don't leave it in there for too long because the chlorine will suck the color out of it after a while. But for a day or two or overnight, that's fine.
And the people that have done that swear that it makes it last so much longer. And not even necessarily that they're trying to keep it longer, but it reduces the burn factor, the risk factor of having this dry, dead torch that you're
anything
putting lights
you can
on
do to keep it hydrated, keep it wet, keep it cool. Make sure, you know, some people buy a tree and it's several days before they get it put up in the house. They leave it out in the sun. You know, at least put it in the shade. Cover it. Something.
I can say there's nothing less festive than decorating a tree and then having to undecorate it, take a dead tree out of your house and redecorate it before Christmas.
Sounds like you've done that.
I have. It sort of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah. No kidding.
Now, Stephanie Smallhouse, our new Arizona Farm Bureau president, what message do you want to leave with homeowners? Obviously, a lot of us would want to support our local economy and our local agriculture and the family-owned farms and ranches throughout the state, but don't know where to go or what to do or how to even find those.
Well, the great thing about that I believe, of course I'm biased, the great thing about Arizona Farm Bureau is that we have a lot of tools available to people, whether you're in farming or not. Like Julie mentioned, Fill Your Plate. There's a lot of resources on our website that you can go to. Facebook friend us, Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, I think it is, and go on there. But the thing is that we welcome supporting members. We call them associate members, and we would welcome anyone to be a member of Arizona Farm Bureau. The thing about farming and ranching is there's so many components of it and things that are of interest to people that they don't even realize. So if you're concerned about the rural economy, you should be a Farm Bureau member. If you're concerned about local food vitality, you should be a Farm Bureau member. If you're concerned about the environment and open spaces and maintaining that area for wildlife, then you should be a Farm Bureau member, because there are all of these things that we address within our organization that have to do with farming and ranching. We're businesses. We're small businesses. If you're concerned about small business taxes, things like that, those are things that we address on a daily basis. And so, you know, like I said, we welcome anybody to be a member. You can go to our website and sign up. We're also affiliated, of course, with a very good insurance company. A lot of people think we're just insurance, but we're actually the Federation and the insurance company. And we have a very, very good insurance company, and so we welcome people in that way, too.
Associate memberships are only $59, and that's for the entire year. And it also locks you into a myriad of member benefits, discounts on everything. And even and if you sign up online, it's azfb.org. But if you become a member and you go to Fill Your Plate and you want to buy directly, some of our member rancher farmers that sell directly will give you 10% discounts all the time. So there's a lot of benefits to being a member, including those discounted prices.
And we also like to be a very important source for information for people. Even if you're not a member, if you want to know something about how food is grown, where it is grown, even nutrition of certain foods, please come to us. Because, you know, if I want to know something about my health, I'm going to ask my doctor. I'm not going to go to a blog. So if you have some concerns about what food you're eating or what food you're not eating or the nutrition of certain foods or how it's grown or how much water we use, any of those things, we're going to be straight up with you and we're going to tell you what's going on in the farm and ranch environment.
azfb.org. You can also go to fillyourplate.org, and if you're looking for a specific farm or ranch product, beans, meats, melons, lettuce, you just type it in and you've got great resources there on where the consumer can go find those items locally, whether it's a local farmer's market or a farm that sells direct to homeowners. And Julie will be joining us next the first Saturday of the month, January. We're talking citrus. And we've got another guest in studio. If you're just joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Bordozik, the co-founder of Homezada. And I know you're kind of an entrepreneur mind. Is there a Homezada application for tracking cattle?
I'm sure there is. Don't come to us for that.
But what you can do is you can order the Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar. You can sign up for the Homezada premium app. And next Saturday, the first Saturday in January, when we're talking citrus, you can listen to the Rosie on the House program and on your Homezada app, enter all your citrus maintenance, when to fertilize, when to prune, adjust your watering schedules, and you'll get automatic reminders to manage your citrus. So when we come to harvest this time next year, you've got a beautiful citrus grove.
Absolutely. It's all about creating your recurring task once, and then you forget about them because it's just going to remind you.